It's 98.9 The Buzz. It's time for Buzz Baby University. How much should you get involved with classroom placement? What teacher they have and the classmates
you
that they
don't.
Have in class. Yeah.
This is what you get. When we went to school, you got Mrs. Fennell 1 year and you got Mrs. Gillooly another year. And then, that's how
you get what you get and you don't pitch a fit.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
That's not the world we live in now.
It's a great phrase. I like that.
In 2019 now, there are more and more parents getting involved in this. And I have had so many friends come up to me and say that they are reaching out to the principal, the school, and trying to get their son or daughter switched out of the class because of a fellow student they found out that was in the class, the disruptive student, quote unquote, or the teacher. They heard bad things about the teacher. Like my one girlfriend's like, oh gosh, no, I can't. My son, he just won't work well with the teacher. I got to get him out of the class. I'm like, you don't know the teacher. Nope, I don't think they're going to gel. I got to get him moved.
Oh, man. It sounds a bit helicopter-ish. I never had to call. As a matter of fact, any problems? My one son, my younger son, had problems with a kid on the bus. It was his nemesis. It was like a sitcom. And we ended up working through it. As a matter of fact, he ended up clocking the kid, which is hilarious. It got him suspended from the bus for 5 days, so we had to drive him to school. But the other kid got suspended, too, because the other kid was the bully. Mm. But they ended up working it out. You don't call and say, I need to change the bus route. Or because there's a kid on the bus that doesn't like my kid, I'm going to drive them to school.
Now, here's the thing.
And wrap them in bubble wrap.
I used to be on that side of this argument, and I am no longer now.
What?
I really am not. I was such a firm believer in, hey, you can't pick and choose your boss. You can't pick and choose your coworkers.
Yeah.
If a parent gets involved in this, well, then what are you teaching your kids, right? I have totally flipped. At the end of the school year, I think it was just in the very beginning of the summer, I actually made the phone call to my daughter's teacher, and I said, listen, I need her to be placed in a great classroom, because she has had classroom placements where there were other students. Because my kid is she doesn't speak up. She won't say when she doesn't understand something. She won't say when somebody's bothering her. She's just so well-behaved. It's almost to a fault. Mm-hmm. It's holding her back. Mm-hmm. So there have been classrooms where there was a little boy who totally distracted her, and her grades suffered from that. Granted, we're in elementary school. Everybody catches up. It's not that big of a deal. But I feel like she hasn't grown in confidence, and she hasn't had a voice because of certain kids or certain teachers who don't notice she's that type of student.
Wow.
So I called the teacher and I said, listen, we got to make sure she gets the right classroom, and we don't need this kid or this kid or this kid in her class. I did it.
I want to call you a word and I can't say it on the radio. That's a blank hole move.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Get your kids to toughen up a little bit. No. And I'm surprised your husband let this happen.
I'm telling you, I have teacher friends who said you have to be an advocate for your kid. Because teachers have so much on their plate. They can't pay attention to every single student in the class.
Well, they're not doing their job then.
Well, they try, but there are some classrooms who get, like some teachers just get the bulk, and I don't know how this works, but they get the bulk of the quote-unquote, I don't want to say bad kids because that's awful, the kids that need more attention. So those other kids will fall through the crack. And my kid was one of those kids that kept falling through the cracks. So I had to stand up and be an advocate for my kid.
You're a helicopter parent.
I don't care.
You're my worst nightmare.
I don't care.
When your little kid is, I don't like this person. I'm going to make a phone call. Oh, my God. I can't believe you did that. You of all people. You're stand up. You're independent. You're like, suck it up. Your husband's like, get up. Don't cry. Brush it off. You're fine.
I know.
What happened to you?
Because more and more parents are telling me, they convinced me why it is important to get involved. Not to a point where I'm going to say, hey, this is a mean teacher who gives a lot of homework. I don't want my kid to have that much work. No, not at all. But if I feel like a teacher isn't going to push my kid to succeed, I'm going to stand up. I'm telling you, you have to.
You're not there. You're not in the classroom with them. You don't know what's going on for real.
You have to.
You get one side of it. You get your daughter's side, and you just described her personality. Every kid has a different personality.
I didn't even realize my daughter was that quiet kid in class until a substitute teacher told me. A substitute teacher who teaches in the classroom said, listen, I'm just noticing that your kid, everybody else has such a strong voice in that class. Your kid's falling through the cracks. You should say something.
Really?
Yeah.
A sub that was there one day?
No, she subbed the class several times. Yeah.
222 Buzz is a number. How do you feel about it? I really want your opinion on, I'm kind of disappointed in you.
I'm telling you, I never thought I would do it until that sub, my good friend, said, do it. Teachers want you to be involved. They want you to tell them. Yeah, I'm telling you.
You just said teacher has such a huge thing on their plate. Now you got 25 more parents like squawking in their ear about switching around.
Nah. Don't take advantage of it. But really, if you're trying to help out your kid, sure, get involved.
222 Buzz is the number. 222-2899 Baby University.
Parents, watch. Parents will agree that you have to do this. Welcome to class, Professor.
Actually, this is the dean calling back.
Oh, the dean. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Dean.
I say let's just keep making entitled kids so that when they don't want something, we'll just go to mommy and daddy complain, and mommy and daddy will take care of everything.
So true.
All right, so I guess you're not that parent who changes the classroom.
No, I mean, all right, so school starts off, and that's where the learning begins.
Right.
And so, you know what? It's the same thing with all these parents who opt out of the state testing and all this other crap.
Mm-hmm.
You're letting your kids decide what they need to do and not have to learn how to take what comes at them.
That's part of the learning process.
Exactly. That's part of the learning process.
Excellent.
And the thing is you wonder why you've got so many 19 and 20 and 21-year-old entitled little brats who don't know how to work for a living.
I wanted my mother to call and say, I need a new boss.
Well, you know, I have taken those phone calls.
Oh, my gosh, really?
I'm not, no lying.
Thanks, man.
All right, brother.
Hi to Buzz.
Welcome to class.
Good morning.
Hello.
You are a professor.
I like being a professor. I have one remark on it. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good idea that a parent is involved because maybe they will be more involved at home with their children's schoolwork.
See?
Oh.
As well.
That's one way to look at it.
It's a parent that cares.
Hmm.
Right. But you've really got to be careful of that slippery slope. If you're doing it because your child doesn't like the teacher, you could be causing massive problems for every school year.
Yeah, I agree. I think suck it up. You know, this is life. That's my angle, too.
Like, we can't do it unless for jobs, if we don't like our boss.
I'm telling you, I was on that way of thinking until I saw it firsthand how a student in the class really held my kid back. And a teacher who wasn't an advocate for her to grow as a student. I don't have as much of a problem as I once did. I guess you guys just need to have and watch your kids struggle in class to really understand it.
I just, again, aghast at how you've changed. Wow. It's Pisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.